Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your boy. It's your boy, KG, all right? And, you know, kind of having a little technical difficulties right now. But had to call back in live to the show or whatnot. Now that we're back and we're in good stride now, I'm going to be today discussing just a few of viral news articles that I've seen on online yesterday. This one is on Twitter and a deaf woman who had been mishandled at a Austin, Texas airport. Very, very, very tough story to read, but without further ado, I do want to bring back on my boy, my brother, Will. You know, you guys have heard from him, I think, I want to say 2 episodes ago, where we were talking about the work environments and the challenges of work. And so I definitely want to bring him on. Plus, he's not, so we're going to bring him on. Hey, bro, you there? Alrighty.
Can you hear me?
Man, I'm trying to.
Can you hear me? Try it again. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm really not sure. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I knew what was going on. All right. So I had to turn my playback. That's what it was. It was my playback interface. So
okay.
Apologize for the difficulties, y'all. Like I said, I'm new to this. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna get on here and pretend like I'm a wizard on different gadgets and stuff like that. Like I said, it's a learning process, and when I look back on it, I'll be glad that I went through it. So hey, it's all a field trip to me. So
exactly.
You know, it is what it is. It is what it is. My brother, man, I appreciate you for being on here, and too, by the way. So definitely glad to have you, man.
Yes, sir. Glad to be on, man.
For sure. And, I mean, how am I sounding today? Because, you know, we had a couple technical difficulties before, you know what I mean, with the mic and stuff.
I don't say I can hear you, but at certain points when you're talking, it starts to break up a little bit, and I don't know if it's me or if it's, I mean, this interface that we're using. So
it's the now, people, I do want to address this right now. I am recording my show off of Blog Talk Radio, and Blog Talk Radio is a radio website where people can call in, connect live through like a switchboard. All right, so the switchboard on this show may not be it may not be top tier or the best, but it is ways to get around. I know that it's issues surrounded that, because I've been on YouTube, watched it a few times, and people have said that there's been issues with their audio. So I promise y'all, I'm trying to perfect that right now, and it's something that I'm going to have to work through. It's something that I'm going to have to research deeply just to fine-tune my sound, basically. So,
bear
with me, y'all. Just bear with me, please. But, the first part of what I want to talk about today has been something that, you know, me and Teresa, you know, my queen people, that I've talked about with her earlier today, and it was kind of bothering me, man. It's been on my mind, like, dang, how can somebody be treated like that? Like, treated like an animal like that. It's about an elderly woman, and I'm pretty sure you guys have heard the story. I'm pretty sure it's made the rounds around all news outlets. The elderly woman in jail with a broken arm after Austin Airport agent calls police on her. Like, come on, man. It's just the title of that. Should be like, whoa, this is crazy. So without further ado, I'm gonna get into this article. So it reads, a deaf Florida woman may hit the city of Austin, Texas with a lawsuit after she was arrested in jail during her 3-hour layover at Austin Bergstrom International Airport in September of 2022. When Karen Gee, 71 years old, discovered there was another plane at her gate, headed the same destination, according to the Austin Chronicle. She asked the ticket agent if she could switch her ticket to this flight. Although she had difficulty understanding the agent because her hearing aid wasn't working well. That's right, people. That's something very important about the story to understand. She has a hearing aid. Now, I'll just take a pause. Now, we know everybody. It's self-explanatory. We all know that that person may not be able to hear 100% of the time, you know. So, you know, misinterpretation can be easily easily present. You get what I'm saying? So just remember that.
Right. Part.
But after McGee was placed, she was placed in a wheelchair too, people, by the way, because she had missed her flight and they were trying to basically transport and escort her to the right gate so she can catch the right plane. Jail. At the jail, McGee said that she was shoved against the wall as officers stripped her clothes and she screamed, "Not my ring." When officers began to remove it, she said an officer then told her something she did not understand. She asked, "What?" And in response, a different officer twisted her handcuffs with enough force to break her arm. That
right there is the grounds for her lawsuit. Like,
yeah.
First and foremost, just in general of her being arrested and transported to the jail, there was no need for that. All they had to do was stop and actually, like, assess the situation, so, which is something that this brings me to a point about law enforcement anyway. It seems that a good majority of them, they aren't really, like, I don't know whether it's their training or lack thereof, they're not truthfully trying to assess a situation. It's like the power gets to them and they just want to, exactly what I just said, go on an ego trip or a power trip to show I'm the law and what I say goes. Like, we've seen time and time again instances where someone is trying to explain to the officer what's going on, and the officer will then turn and look at them and tell them to shut up, or you don't dictate what goes on here. I do. I'm the law. So, yeah, that right there is just and I hope she gets every dime that's coming to her. Then on top of that, this is where we start getting into, like, them saying, like, you always hear defund the police, and maybe if we took away their immunity.
Yeah.
Like, that's basically what needs to happen. And guaranteed, if you've seen their immunity stripped away from them and that they had to carry their own insurance, I guarantee you a lot of what we're seeing now would decline, and it would decline dramatically. Like another thing, man,
that was a great point, man. And I guess that's what brings me to my next question, right? Like, how are most of these officers and these high touted guys of the law, and how's all these guys in position? Look, listen, we need to start, as people, we need to start challenging them, being like, hey, the own body cameras, that's not enough. No, we need to start doing background checks on these guys. That's what we need to start doing, because it's so quick to do a background check on us as the citizens. Heck, why shouldn't it be a background check on them? These are people supposed to protect us, right? to a certain extent. So
this is something that you just walked right into my next point. I don't know if you ever noticed, since I can't remember the date, but I've heard this before, and it's something that I noticed. Have you noticed that on their cars, it doesn't say to protect and serve anymore?
No, it's an interesting thing, because I haven't seen that on a cop car in some time now, honestly.
Yeah. And I forget what it was. There was a big like news article about it that stated something along the lines of that's not their job. Their job is not to protect and serve. Their job is to uphold the law. But that brings me to my next point. If their job is to uphold the law, why is it that a lot of their arrests aren't followed by the law? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
basically what I'm saying is, how is it that we can expect for an officer to go through only like 6 months, maybe a year of training, but we expect our lawyers and judges to go through years of schooling and having to understand the law and to be able to represent a citizen in the court of law?
Right. And, you know, not to get off subject, but kind of like twisting and looking on the other side of what you said, it's so backwards, bro. It's so backwards, because, you know, involved a cop, 6 months of training to, you know, to be this, to that. Like, okay, if we're looking at it from a job field, right, this is how backwards we are now, and it really bothers me. But don't you guys know you have to actually have a degree now in some instances to even be a janitor? That's crazy.
Right.
That's wild.
Right. Right.
To be a janitor,
which,
though, something that you do
every
day?
Yeah, which you just touched on something that would, like, we would need every bit of, you know what I'm saying, 3 to 4 or 5 hours on this radio show because that would jump off into a whole other tangent.
Oh, yeah.
Like, from the last show that I was on with you, where we were talking about the whole job thing, like, bro, it's insane, man. It's insane.
It's sickening, man. Like, you know, I feel bad. If you got too much going on, you got your bachelor's, you got your master's, then you're too overqualified for certain stuff. You have to be just right in order to get a certain job nowadays. And it's like, dang, okay.
I've seen some job postings where they're saying, well, we want you to have at least an associate's degree in this field, plus you got to have 5 years of experience. And it's like, wait, how am I supposed to get 5 years experience and have my associates for this when I just got out of college.
That's crazy.
Like, this is what I went to college for. So
right.
If you're not willing to give me the opportunity to be able to get my feet wet or get my foot in the door, then what was the point? Like, what was the point in me even applying for the job? Like, what was the point even posting the job?
And I feel you, man. Shout out to all my college people out there, man, that's putting in hard work, that's been in college now for a few years, working on your bachelor's, you know, all your degrees and whatnot. Shout out to all of y'all, man, because y'all working hard and y'all really, you know, chasing y'all dream. But I feel bad for certain scenarios. Like, I feel bad for that. To get out to be in a certain type of field, but then once you get out, it's nothing valuable, and it's like, dang, I've been working most of my life for this. Like, it's crazy, and it's sickening, because it's almost like, dang, I didn't waste a half my life training for this very moment. Like, why couldn't I have just gotten out of high school while I was still fresh? Because, you know, most people, you know, will get outside of high school, will take a it is no longer fresh. I know a lot of people that has been out of school now for a while. You know what I mean? They can't remember half the stuff. Neither can I. But it's just a waste of time in general. And hey, I'm not saying for the ones that's in college, it's a waste of time. I'm just saying college isn't for everybody. You know what I'm saying? And just follow what you see and what you feel that's valid for you. You don't need to do that.
Right.
You know what you are at the end of the day. You know what your heart is. So, and you know what you should be out here in this world. So that's all I'm saying, man. But far as the whole cop thing, that is just wild, man. 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
6 months, though? That ain't even enough time to know if you really even want to do it or not.
Right. Like I was saying with that, I mean, it's almost a lot of their training with that is, and I hate to say it, is how to shoot and kill.
Yeah.
Like how to disarm a subject. And, I mean, it's not enough training in the art of negotiation and actually speaking to, civilians, so that way you can understand what the situation is and then formulate a solution to the situation without having to use any kind of force and without going into a power trip. Like, and I'm not saying this is all of them, because there are a lot of good police men and women. But as we all know, it's the few bad apples that create that puts the bad taste in people's mouths. So
yeah, definitely. I'll go ahead.
Like, and like they say, like, the few bad shouldn't discredit the good. But it's like, without the good actually stepping up and saying something, that's a whole other topic, because a lot of the good ones that do say something, we see they end up getting fired and losing their job because there's a system that's in place, which is, we all know, that's that good old boy system, which brings you to the whole back the blue shit. I stand with the blue. It's like, bro, come on, man. Or Blue Lives Matter. It's like, first of all, being a cop is a choice. Being black is not. So,
I just wanted to say, like, before we wrap this topic up, I like what you said earlier about the communication and with it not being enough training in negotiation. You know what I'm saying? I feel like people kind of very reticent nowadays, but we have to learn too with communication. Everybody is meant to be talked to differently. You get what I'm saying? Everybody's meant to be talked to differently. Yes, people, I'm talking about different ethnics. I'm talking about different races. I'm talking about, you know, different skin color. I'm talking about all of that. It's meant. You have to know your community. You have to know the people you work with every single day. You have to know their work. So you can't with a group of people and really build something to where you can handle these situations properly. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like,
right,
you know, that's if like if I go out and if I work in a predominantly Latin or a Latino neighborhood, I may have to learn Spanish, but not just Spanish, but I have to learn their quirks and how to talk to these people. And you have to give them respect. That way they give you respect.
But you know,
about a lot of this.
There's another point, excuse me, that I want to make real quick. It's funny that you talk about like you going and working in a predominantly Latin community, and that these police officers are put into communities that they have no idea of the people that are in that community, which I fully believe that to be a police officer in a certain community, in a certain area, you should have to live in that area for a specific period of time before you can become a police officer in that area.
Very understandable. Very understandable. And it's like, why not? These people know what kind of temperament you have. And if it's already like, you know what I mean, clashing of the heads already, you can't expect it on people to respect you right off the bat.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
respect
you going
is earned.
It's earned. Exactly. It's earned because you're going into their community. You can't think of it as I'm protecting my community. I'm here to serve my you're coming to
right.
the territory. Some of them people have been there all their lives. You get what I'm saying? So I just think, and I agree with what you're saying, like we just need to start having more respect for one another. Respect is earned, not given. It's earned. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just feel like there just needs to be more respect between the two and understanding as well.
Mm-hmm.
We should, and they still should. At one point in time, they were part of classes and stuff. I think they should. I think it'd be great.
Right.
And what's the benefit?
The other thing,
you get to learn about everybody. So why not?
Right. The other thing, too, that I see is, I mean, it's kind of touched a little deeper into what your point right now, that it should be, like you were saying, the clashing of the heads. Like, it's not that we don't understand that they got a hard job.
No, not at all.
Because we understand that you don't know what's on this person's mind when you walk up to their car after you don't pull them over. They could be having a bad day, and now with the passing of people being able to conceal carry, like, we understand that you got a hard job, but you have to have the understanding that you chose that job. We didn't force you to take that job. So it's like, with that understanding, then you can approach your job differently. And it's almost like they have no respect for their own profession. Like I said,
they really don't.
It's they go into it with the thought that, oh, now I am the law, so I get to, you know what I'm saying, control people and do whatever it is how I want to do it, instead of going in and saying, okay, yes, I have to uphold the law, and I got to have their respect, or they got to have my respect in order for me to be able to get across what it is. Like, if I pull somebody over, they have to understand that, yes, they broke the law. Okay, cool. I understand that. And then they have to say, well, I still want to go home tonight.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, like I said, we understand that. We, as especially black people, or at least myself, and I'm pretty sure you do, we understand that they got a hard job. And we understand that, like, they don't want to get shot. We also understand that they don't want to, like, it's not their intention to get up and say, they don't wake up and say, yeah, I'm going to kill me somebody today, and it's going to be justified. Like, we know that. Now, that's not to say that there aren't some that haven't woken up and said, yeah, I'm going to kill somebody. I'm just waiting, you know what I mean, for that day where I can kill somebody and it's justified. That's not to take away from those who have been involved in those situations where they had to take somebody's life. It was the it's you or me situation.
Right.
So, but to go back to our original topic, as to why I even called in, about the elderly lady. Like I said from jump, I hope she gets every dime that she deserves, because what they did to her was wrong. Wrong is
sickening,
wrong,
man. Sickening.
And to as I was hearing you read the article, to say that she said one of the officers grabbed her handcuffs and twisted it so bad that it broke her arm. Like, bro, what was the point in that? It's like, what did you really? Yeah. It's like, what did you really think that you were going to gain? Like, oh, I'm this big bad cop. Like, I'm this big bad man. Like, come on, man. Like, bro, she's 71 years old. And you mean to tell me that you couldn't, that y'all couldn't contain this 71-year-old woman? Like, deaf woman at that.
Oh.
Like.
Oh, and you know what? Even after, I meant to add in this too, because I didn't get the article, but. After 3 days after her arm was dead, she had woken up and come to after they didn't, you know, basically stressed her out and her blacking out and stuff. The only treatment she had on her arm was Aleve. That was it. Aleve, people. Aleve.
Wow.
It.
Wow.
She received surgery 3 days after that. So it's just like, no, the way you guys, like, treat the elderly. What, come on. Obviously, y'all knew she had a hearing aid. Remember what I said. Okay, that hearing aid. Obviously, her hearing is not that well. And
right.
Anybody has been around somebody like that, it ain't just about their hearing, but they may have a speech problem as well. You know what I'm saying? There's signs
right.
of them being deaf. So it's just like, okay, y'all obviously understand it. So why are y'all giving her a hard time? Why did y'all arrest her right on the spot after
right.
taking her outside?
Because, right. Bro, they said she was a trespasser.
Yeah, I thought I saw that in an article that they were trying to say that she was trespassing. And it's like, yeah. How? She was there to catch a flight. Like
catch a flight, and she missed her flight. And you know, I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous, man. I've never, and that was her first time, people, flying by herself in her life. Her very first time ever. She will remember an experience like that. Sickening.
Right. Right.
May not want to fly.
Yeah. May not ever want to fly ever again.
Not blame her. But I want to take this time in the show, you know, while it's at the halfway mark, 10 minutes left, of just thanking my brother for coming in here and blessing you know, Unscripted Vibes with his presence again. And,
oh, man, look. You ain't got to thank me about that, bro. You ain't got to thank me about that, man. It's always it's always my pleasure to, I mean, whenever I'm able to get in here with you and, I mean, we have these conversations, like, I'll be glad when we can have a bigger platform to have more people sure. to where we can have these types of discussions, and like we gotta yeah. learn as people, man.
Oh yeah, and you know that's what inspired me to do this. Like I'm like, well, everybody else, you know, I want to put some comedy in there a little bit. You know, I want to talk about
right.
certain worldly topics. Unscripted Vibes is just that, man. Anything. It's just going to be, it's just talk. It's like you sitting in a barbershop,
right.
you know, sitting here talking, you know. So I just wanted to get that vibe so people can receive and send on here. You know, expand your mind
right.
a little bit.
Right.
Just how, open your mind to other stuff, man. And I guess that's what I'm trying to encourage.
Yeah, I mean, even though we're on one topic right now, and I know my bro, I can see my brother's vision as to where he wants to go with this. Like he's saying, expand your mind. Like the topics that we've talked about in the last two shows where I've been on, yeah, we were mainly focused on the one topic. But like I said, once this goes bigger, and it can only go bigger through y'all help out there. Like, once it gets bigger, we can actually, you know what I'm saying, expand further into exactly what it is that he said to being able to expand people's minds. So,
exactly. And I know some people out there are like, well, you only talked about one topic. Well, you know what? That's the point. Give me something to talk about, you know? I want
mm-hmm.
y'all to call in. Help me help you. And let's help all around. Full 360 of great energy.
Right.
That's why I say, hey, let's talk, let's teach, and let's learn together. There's nothing wrong.
Right. Because I don't say I got a topic
radio.
For you, maybe for your next show, bro. Talk about this whole TikTok ban thing that they want to try to pull off.
Oh,
like,
man. Yeah, we're definitely
like,
gonna break that down.
It's insane.
Definitely gonna break that down the next one. We still got like 7 minutes left, so we can get on early, get an earlier little teaser into this. But yeah, I've been hearing a couple things about this, man. I can't get the things that I've seen. Yeah, it's probably about to get deleted. I'm not gonna lie,
Hey. Like these cats, man, the American government, the Congress, they was going in at the CEO of TikTok, and like certain people were asking him questions, and as he's trying to answer it, they wouldn't even let him answer it. Then you got Mike Pence. Mike Pence was there and was asking him questions and had the audacity to yell out. Like to yell at him saying, well, you got paid. When am I going to get paid? Like, wait a minute. Hold on. What you mean when you going to get paid? Bro, You are a sitting congressman. You mean to tell me that you're up here working for free?
That's crazy.
And, like, we all know that that ain't that. That is the furthest thing from the truth. Like, we know you up here getting paid.
Right. Like, come on, man.
And
like, he should know better.
Like, there was another one where, like, one of the very first ones that I saw, one of the TikToks that I seen, where they were talking to him, a Republican senator or congressman was like, so does TikTok access Wi-Fi? And the CEO was like, yeah, if the user turns the Wi-Fi on. He said, okay, if TikTok accesses the Wi-Fi, does it access any of the other devices that are, like, connected to that Wi-Fi? And, like, the CEO, like, his face, man, was like, huh? Like, bro, apparently you don't know how Wi-Fi works.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
And then he got on to talking about, well, why does TikTok need to do retina scans? And the CEO was like, the only time when it does a retina scan like that, and it's not even a retina scan, it is just accessing the camera for when you're using filters, so that way it knows where to put the filter. Like,
that's
nothing
right
out
here,
of the ordinary from, right, like, it's nothing out of the ordinary from what any other app does.
Wow, man. Remember we were all using the, what was that called? The new profile pic and the face scans and stuff, different stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
You know what? I used it a couple times. Hey, I'm see of it myself, people. But after I found out truly what was going on, erased. You're out of here. Get out of here. Because at the end of the day,
yeah,
they scan your face. That's what they do.
That was like, I mean, but with that, dog, you got to understand, you walk into Walmart and they've got the facial recognition, you mean, technology in Walmart.
Oh, yeah. I know. I believe
they got that. They got that technology everywhere. So it's like, bro, to any of it, I mean, a lot of people are making too big of a deal out of it. Like I saw a TikTok just a little bit ago, right before we even got on here, where a young gentleman was pretty much breaking down what was going on with this whole thing about TikTok being banned, and was saying, like, so the United States and China have been spying on each other for years.
Yes, sir.
And it's gotten a little bit worse with the age of technology. Like,
yep.
Come on, man.
They pushing them agendas, man. And you know, we fall right into it every single trip, man. They know how to and use the most. What do we use the most in our downtime? Easy.
Our phone.
Social media.
Our phones.
Our phones in general. Our phones in general,
and,
but social media on the phones, though, more specifically.
Right.
Because,
right.
I mean, if you can get on your phone, and some people will play, like, hey, I'll play a game or two and this and that. But I guarantee 80% of those people are on Snapchat, Messenger, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. But we need to start getting outside the box, man. I'm just encouraging.
Hey,
I'm challenging myself.
And you know what was crazy is, like, you got to think about where your phone came from, where the bulk majority of it was made. It wasn't made right here in the United States, bro. Like,
it
wasn't made here in the United States. Like, that's what's so funny to me, that people, like, they so quick to want to run around and shout how they are patriots and this is for America. But it's like, dude, about 90% of the shit that you own ain't even from the United States. So, come on, man. If you want to run around talking about, you know what I'm saying, that you're a patriot and that, you know what I mean, it's for America, then, like I said, bro, buy only American. If you're buying only American, you ain't going to have nothing in your house.
Right. Definitely that. Because
ain't shit
here. Hey, ain't nothing made here. But, hey, on that note, man, it's been real, man. We've been on Unscripted Live, man, chopping it up. Your boy KG right here, man, chopping it up with my brother Bill. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the people that was listening to us today. Shout out to all the people that's been joining us, follow us. Speaking of following, follow us on Facebook at Unscripted Vibes page. You know what I'm saying? Type in Unscripted Vibes. You see the reels. You see the Facebook. Today. You may want to look at it for later on in the week, later time. But this has been KG, man. Unscripted Vibes. And we out.